Dean Richards has the entertainment report now from the Butterball Turkey Hotline headquarters. Good morning, Dean. And, oh, wait, let me press your button. You're over here today. Are you solving people's problems?
Here we go. I'm causing people's problems, I believe. But they are the Butterball, operators are on duty right now. Calls are already coming in from all over the country. People asking simple questions about defrosting and stuffing and roasting. I asked one of the operators what was the weirdest call that they ever had. She told me that somebody called and said that their turkey was in the freezer for 23 years. Is it safe to eat? Apparently, the answer is it is safe to eat. It won't be very tasty because it's been in the freezer too long. But these are like some of the questions that they get here. And we're out here this morning, getting some tips, and we're going to get some leftover recipes a little bit later on, so we're having some fun out here today.
We'll check that out on WGN TV. But nobody will be watching Charlie Brown this Christmas. What happened?
Yeah, this is said they're not going to be watching it on free TV. That's the deal. I mean, it first premiered in November of 1973, and has been on the air pretty much every year since then. But the last couple of years, with streaming and the different ways that we're watching things these days, things don't necessarily have to be on regular, good old conventional free TV anymore. And this is one of the first years that the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special is not going to be on regular TV. It is, however, available on Apple TV. So if you're a fan of the Charlie Brown special, and I am, I can't get enough of Lucy pulling that football away from Charlie Brown. Apple TV is where you go to stream it this year.
Yeah, Lucy big on those takeaways, the turnovers. Marlo Thomas made an appearance recently. We haven't seen her, heard from her in a while, have we?
No, we have not. Phil Donahue passed away in August of last year, of 2024, and Marlo has kept an extremely low profile since then. She did make an appearance, though, for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital that her father, the great Danny Thomas, founded back in 1962. In fact, she's going to be on with us next week, and we're going to have a little conversation with her as well. But for her very first appearance, she talked about how much she misses Phil. It's, not the same. They were married for 44 years. So you can imagine what a big change that is for her. Some of you will remember that Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas actually met at our WGN studios on Bradley Place. She was a guest on the Phil Donahue show when they used to do the show from there. They were super flirty during the whole interview, and that's where they first met. That's where they started off their relationship. So, some nice memories for us. And as I said, I think it's next week that we're going to be talking with Marlo. And we'll talk more about the work of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and all that they're doing for the kids for the holiday.
Still can't believe Phil's gone. I got to know him. Nicer guy you would not find. And I'm sure you had some pleasant encounters with him over the years, Dean.
Exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Had him on the show many times. One of the times he had a book out, or I think it was a book, or he might have been promoting his MSNBC show that he had. He actually came back to WGN TV on Bradley Place, and we set up the studio that he used to do his show out of. We set it up exactly the way that it was when he did his show. We had a live studio audience. We had his music. We recreated the whole thing, and he was just completely blown away that we we recreated all of that for him. He was just the most wonderful guy.
And my tribute to him every once in a while, when we're taking phone calls, I'll say, is the caller there? And
yeah,
that's my little tribute.
It.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Dean Richards now with some holiday weekend entertainment suggestions.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about movies that are opening. The new movies this week open on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is today. I'll tell you about those in a second, but I just wanted to mention some local things that you can check out live on stage that are holiday-related. Families love to get together, do things together for the holidays. Like I saw Sunday night when I went out to the Paramount Theater in Aurora and saw their stage production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. It's such a good production. It basically the same storyline as the movie with Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen, all the great songs, amazing dancing in this. I'm highly recommending White Christmas out at the Paramount. The Goodman Theater's A Christmas Carol has just opened. Haven't seen this production this year yet, but I'm hearing that it's really good. I think it's like the 48th year now that they've done Christmas Carol at the Goodman. I can highly recommend It's a Wonderful Life, live from Chicago. This is the production where they recreate the Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life, except it's done as an old-time radio show. Super entertaining. That's done by the American Blues Theater on North Lincoln Avenue. And at the CIBC Theater downtown, Magical Cirque is going on. It is a Cirque du Soleil-themed holiday show, and that's in the Chicago area through the weekend. Now, as far as movies that are opening today, there is one new one that I think is going to be pretty huge, and it's one for the whole family, Zootopia 2. It is the animated sequel to the 2016 Oscar-winning Best Animated Film that year, Zootopia. And the sequel kind of continues the story from the first movie. I think, is something that will engage the imagination of the little ones. I think it's one that the grown-ups that take the little ones to the theater also will enjoy at the same time. There is a level of originality in this movie that you don't normally see in sequels. It's beautiful, the visuals, the animation. It's a touching, relevant story. Jason Bateman is back in his voice role. Jennifer Goodwin, also Ki-Hoo Kwan, the Oscar winner, added to the film. Fortune themester Andy Samberg. I am recommending Zootopia 2 for the whole family. I gave it a Dean's List B+. But I think the number one movie at the box office again this weekend is going to be Wicked for Good. It is playing in theaters everywhere. It was a box office smash when it opened last week. I gave it a Dean's List A. I thought it was just really spectacular. Different from the first movie, a little more intense, just like the stage musical, a little bit darker, but amazing performances, great music, great visuals. It is not a standalone. It is a standalone movie, so you do have to have seen the first half to make this one make sense for you. But if you're looking for some family entertainment, you can't go wrong with Wicked for Good. Bob, I'm sure you know that the Beatles anthology is streaming now on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken that docuseries from, I think it was like 30 years ago. They remastered it. They prettied it up. They added lots of previously unreleased footage. So if you're a Beatles fan, check out Disney Plus for the Beatles anthology, which is out this weekend. By the way, you went to Paul McCartney, right?
Yes, phenomenal. His wife Nancy, who I think is from Chicago, was in the audience, and members of Paul's family. I'm wondering if they're going to celebrate Thanksgiving around here, because it was the last show on the tour. And as always, he puts on the best show. The man knows how to do it, you know.
Yeah.
After doing those songs for so many years, so many times, he somehow keeps it fresh. Dean, since you're out at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line headquarters, maybe you can help Kevin Wells. He's got a problem. Go ahead, Kevin.
No issues. I just had a couple questions for you, Dean. By the way, good morning. I'm smoking a turkey this year. I wanted to, I spatchcocked it. It's going to go on the smoker tomorrow morning. It's about 15 pounds. Nice. How long should I leave it on there? What's the recommended temp?
Well, 165 degrees is what you want to have as your internal temperature. So I'm telling you, an instant read thermometer is going to be anybody's best friend for any kind of, you know, Thanksgiving preparation. For spatchcocking, it takes quite a bit of the time off of the normal cooking time. And if people don't know, spatchcocking means, I know it sounds creepy, it's such a weird word, but it's taking the backbone out of the bird, flattening it out, so it cooks more evenly, it browns better, and it cooks much faster. So I would say follow that internal temperature more than, you know, a certain amount of time.
Listen to Dean. He can take some of the calls there at Butterball headquarters.
Yeah. Look at that.
Very impressive.
I can lie as well as they do on
this guy's spatchcocked a few turkeys in his day.
Yeah, but Dean, I think you misunderstood Kevin. He is actually smoking the turkey. He's smoking it like a cigarette.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say that's the biggest problem with that is finding rolling paper is big enough to put the bird.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
You too, guys.